Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile? Since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine. Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, comes evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. Wednesdays, when there's no obligatory Memorial Mass or feast day, we celebrate the Mass in honor of St. Joseph. So today I'd like to give three suggestions on how we can all grow in our devotion to St. Joseph. Recognizing this, if we get closer to St. Joseph, we get closer to Mary. We get closer to Mary, we get closer to Jesus. We get closer to Jesus, we get closer to God the Father. So, see your devotion to St. Joseph having that chain effect, getting closer to Mary, Jesus, and then God the Father. Okay, the first suggestion is maybe once a week to pray the litany to St. Joseph. In our community meeting, we always start off by praying the litany to St. Joseph. There are several litanies. And that litany is a poetic, mystical, biblical way in which the Church honors St. Joseph and his many virtues. So you can have many titles for St. Joseph. And ask yourself, which of those titles is your favorite? Over the past couple years, my favorite has been St. Teresa of Avila. She calls St. Joseph the master of the interior life. I like that. That's where I am at now. Master of the interior life means basically he's a teacher of prayer. So I go to St. Joseph often and ask him, "St. Joseph, teach me how to pray." You might even ask, "St. Joseph, teach me how to pray." Because St. Joseph taught Jesus how to pray in his human nature. So you might Google in or go to a bookstore and get the Litany of St. Joseph and pray it, at least every Wednesday. Second, I would suggest is this. You might get a book on a saint that was canonized about 5 years ago. His name is Saint Andres Andrew Bisset. Saint Andrew or Andres Bisset. He's the first Canadian saint to be canonized. And the hallmark of his greatness was his humility and his great trust in St. Joseph. He had this limitless trust in St. Joseph. So you might get a little book, or maybe even Google in the Holy Father's homily for his canonization, and get to know this great saint. And if you ever travel to Canada, to Montreal, you might visit the Oratory of Saint Joseph, which came into existence because of this humble lay brother, and make a pilgrimage there. Okay, the third suggestion I would make is, if you do not have a painting or a statue of Saint Joseph in your home, I would suggest that you try to get one. Be good to try to get a statue the size of that statue there we have on our left. I think that's about the most beautiful statue of Saint Joseph I've ever seen. If you can't get that size, get a statue or a painting of Saint Joseph and place him in a prominent place in your house. He's always so humble, always seems to be hiding in the background. Give him a prominent place. I'd like to end with a prayer that I often say in honor of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Hopefully you'll have it memorized. And it's this. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, make my heart like unto yours. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I breathe forth my soul unto thee. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Amen.